minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on rules for each view. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high that are a bit, what I didn't actually realise was that the, this is for a specific purpose.
Okay.
So the only one I did was that, and they require that the, but I'll get to that, as you see, point number four, and we'll get to God, and then we can see what we can do that through. So, presentations, we've, anybody got?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Ready to go? Okay. I'll need to plug you in. Function F8. That's in blue.
That's what we have to do.
Should do it.
Me again, Lars as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
So that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you just put that, I'll go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, sorry, I have to see the other side.
Sorry.
Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product, like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then,
press F5 to start.
Then, the methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they don't prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this factor also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high. But if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. Because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. Because function, I want to.
Oh, you want to go back just to see.
Then if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see.
I was just going to say, what was the question for this? Are you coming out
to look on the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit,
so
enhance our sales.
Are
yeah, these are different age group persons, like, sorry, I can not connect in. Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition and remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition and remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group, from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
also
should look
at revise as well.
Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So yes,
which is 25 to 35 is usual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems the consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also major factors to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential learning.
Okay, thank you. follow on with him?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
Thought the cable's gonna be long. I just carried over one.
Press the big one to get it off.
F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the operator should have on the user, and I want to point out that our motto, put the fashion in electronics, so obviously we as a company want to make our products trendy and fashionable, so big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button?
Just
arrow?
The left
button. Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, that was a basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here, some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them.
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I've got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. This one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. That's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly for those affecting just the higher side.
I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery.
Organic,
yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in sort of design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important, because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or a release something in big screen anyway. So so handheld and portable, and
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that. So
and
we
also have company want to keep it stuck to the TV for
Oh right, okay, sure. And so the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station, because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So I noticed you talked about speech recognition and listening,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just curious, you know, have you done any research into how many people can listen? Is that a function you want really now?
Do
you have trouble
answer.
Whistling? I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah, just, I mean, it has to be a certain kind of whistle, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Well,
some
instead of a whistle, if it's called the voice recognition, you can have it just, you know, where are you?
Yeah.
It's costly though. Much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, and then would the response be a beep slap at you or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me set this up. Plug it in, press F5. Function F5.
Function F8 for the
Function F8.
Do I need to put a button?
I think it's just lock it. It's got.
Okay.
Siraj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, is this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose or remove. There could be a little microphone on it. And any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you. Feedback and say, oh, here.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it.
Yeah.
Back at you.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a. That would be a consideration to take into account, yes.
So I didn't mean to do anything.
Yeah, well, that's a later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, not computery, so more low tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of great products we've made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that what that is?
Or high speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with.
Well, that's true.
Design
if you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that.
Right.
Remote control.
Yeah. So, I figured, just put them all together. You had a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, you know, for the cowboy and all of us. Just, I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well,
yeah,
I like that design.
Yeah, it's I mean, you could have a, you know.
Because that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated. Yeah.
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay,
we
so 50 million euros, we've got a
profit.
Okay, so I
profit. So we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically then, you need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, you know, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which would probably just be regular batteries.
Okay.
Don't
would it be possible to have a rechargeable idea? Is that
a
little
base
station or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, we could do that too. I haven't thought of that. Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but
yeah.
It's more, just as cheap power.
Right.
I mean, if you think about these base stations, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it. So,
the user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons. But since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just an engineering thing you don't have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that. And it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works because we've all used it. And we wouldn't be in a company designing remote controls if we didn't know how it works. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their volume settings that when you turn it on it's not blasting.
That's a good idea actually, I like the
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if, if you add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll say that back.
Right, also, so, I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. It is, actually, I find it, so.
I don't think we need to screw it in.
No, just. We had that, to disinclude teletext, because it's become outdated, everybody uses the same thing anyway. A lot of people have to say with that, but no good. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television. And instead of colours and sort of colour options, we want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow. And the logo, the sort of slogan we put fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate, I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we have, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we pretty much take that one as read. We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although, the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons in there.
Yeah.
So
well,
sort of strike a balance between a few and a. Or it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Okay.
But they don't want to have this on.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Raj, you could find out what people would think about that on the Google site.
A lot of questions
about that, about what people, other people would require teletext, the teletext option and remote connection. So I take it your position now is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with the. A gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chatter that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Rav, thanks very much, some people didn't like. Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop down menus, I think we'll get that to quite a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection of buttons, so, so it keeps it simple. Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material, I was thinking.
So,
so I guess that would be cheaper than
a light. May I say something about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really, really very important point, is if we look at the market, those people, more 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room. But
often lost.
Yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time. But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Speech recognition, I take it. I don't have, like, know of no products.
There
are speech recognition file.
I came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels and then you say, BBC One, and it goes to that channel.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem. They mentioned, you know, if the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah. Or yeah, and I've heard from BBC Two and BBC One all sorts of channel for you kind of thing.
Right, right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV and then all of a sudden it'd pick up the noise and turn it off, or you know, turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear? Or something that will activate the remote control start speech.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the
right.
Yeah.
And then you do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, the transmitter there, sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into it.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then you have a little separate module by the TV
stick on. Yeah.
That comes with our remote control.
Right. And then the remote control will know what's being produced by
sort of basic RF kind of
right.
Frequencies, so it'll be cheap.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. And another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface through it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off, you just shout your command to it and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is and it still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV there, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
it does have a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And
expense and time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is, if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess not. We'll just pretend that's not a problem. And how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that,
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important, so maybe. Just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different
contrast.
Yeah, well, the material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
If you're sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow.
If it's down under the couch cushions, that's where you can find light. Okay, well, we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah.
If we're gonna have the logo on as well, the bright yellow logo in our slogan.
yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark,
mm-hmm.
and you can still see the room and draw.
Alright, so
that
so
was more
if,
of a
if we're gonna go with the idea of feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuff settling out, then, do you think?
Mm.
It makes it feel that necessary. Okay, so let's go into that. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
Is that we're getting a lot of features now.
I think the sort of finer things, I mean, it's, I could probably write the circuit diagram for that,
yeah. Well, I think a consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot and they get thrown
mm-hmm.
around. There's a good chance that the TFT screen is break or get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that they want?
No, I mean, when that's going on, Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we now have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You're finding out about teletext. We could find that.
Speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive.
Oh no, it's much cheaper than TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits.
Is it
yeah, it's going to be a small compiler speech recognition system.
All right, okay. Well, that kind of takes back the RF, the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Folks. It's folks. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah. Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down in there for falling in my head? Programmability.
Glenda?
It's not too expensive. I think it's a good gallery.
Okay. And also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize that.
Sure.
And I'll put I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so
in where is it, sorry?
Project documents on,
so it should be on the
save AMI scenario controller.
On your desk. So we'll save as.
Oh.
Is it in share document?
And then that little folder up thing.
Project documents, yeah, it's on your desktop. How's it on that? And I will try, I'm sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them now, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting took up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
Maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. A bit more durable, and that could also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all the other remote controls. The rubber rather.
More sort of flesh like than plastic sort of.
But we have to take care like but we have to take care about children also if they miss if children catch out of you or if they chew it it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
And then to safety point of view also we have to take care.
Well, I think with more organic shape of it it won't be as we won't just have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
I think it smells good for John.
We have to take it out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball. There's no buttons at all, it's always on and just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's gonna have it's gonna be out of a big yellow.
Oh yeah.
Ball.
Yeah, with the colour, does it have to be all in yellow?
Please God no. Well I mean my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having a
small
logo.
With the like a small yellow strip or yellow scale with a logo in it?
Cool.
I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting the what is it? We put fashion into put fashion in electronics.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last worries, please? Talking. Okay. So I know what you're thinking. Okay then, lunchtime.
That's good.
Okay, that felt like more like a something with a part of it. Using to it and the rest of it. So funny, so.
Wow. Has anybody
been
pressed okay with time for it?
Yeah.
Good feeling.
Well, you first
yeah.
I was just
like,
you
think.
Yeah, I think it's not.